I get a sound check? Can you hear me in the back okay? Great. Well, I want to welcome everybody to just an awesome and historic day for PG&E, for Diablo Canyon, our team, our local community, our state. It's been a long journey. Here we are. What a great day for this team. There have been quite a few who have supported us over the years, and some of them are with us today. And we're going to look forward to hearing from a number of them over the course of our event this morning. Before I go any further, we start every meeting at PG&E with a safety moment. We've already pre-assigned roles for the day. So AED, I've got Karina in the back. We'll get the AED. CPR, we have members of our fire department back there. Thank you, gentlemen, for being here. Emergency services, 779. We've got Brandon in the back as well. Thank you. For those of our visitors here today, if there was a situation and we had to leave or evacuate this room, we will go over to what's called our cold machine shop. We'll go out these doors over here. Your escorts will take you over there. So please stay with your escort. And then the event, if we had any type of security situation, things are a little different here because we have a dedicated and well-trained professional security force. And what we do is listen to the overhead announcement and we do what they say. So thank you for members of our security force being here today as well. So in attendance today, we've got distinguished guests from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Thank you for being here, Mr. Groom. We have PG&E's CEO and Executive Vice President of Energy Delivery, Sumeet Singh. Thank you, Sumeet, for being here. I know she needs no introduction, but I always like doing it. Paula Gerfen, Senior Vice President and Chief Nuclear Officer. We're going to hear from Paula today. We've also members of our County Board of Supervisors. Ms. Moreno, thank you. Don Ortiz-Legg, Congressman Carbajal, thank you very much, sir, for being here today, joining us. Hunter from IBEW, thank you, and other members of our unions, thank you for being here today. And once we'll go in order, we'll hear remarks. We've got the opportunity with the NRC here today, who's going to actually sign the instrument, if you will, the license renewal for 20 years, which is, of course, why we're here today. We'll take a couple of pictures, and then, of course, we have some special overhead announcements. And then we hope all of you will join us for lunch outside in front of the SIM building. And I do want to point out that we also, we only fit about 300 people in this room. We've got a number of our staff listening in today. For those that are listening on the phone or listening virtually, please make sure you're in a safe place. Make sure you're not driving. That's always our big safety message for our team. So with that, and to kick us off, we will have San Luis Obispo County Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg.
Good day. Good day, everyone. Honorable PG&E and NRC, DOE, executive leaders and your team, Honorable Congressman Carbajal, and all distinguished guests. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We stand here in one of the most beautiful places in San Luis Obispo County. And as a San Luis Obispo County Supervisor, it's truly an honor to be here and to welcome you to District 3. This is a place where raptors soar, where whales and marine life thrive, and where the sparkling Pacific meets rolling hills in a way that takes away your breath. But this place is more than just scenic beauty. And like the original inhabitants, the Yaktahini tribe, it is deeply human. For hundreds of San Luis Obispo County residents, this site represents a lifetime of work, purpose, and pride. Days and nights spent here, have woven together careers that span many generations. We know this about you. This has led to well-earned retirements and lasting legacies. The legacy that is shared among many who have dedicated their talents here, professionals whose skill, discipline, and commitment uphold the highest standards in power generation. This is a place where excellence is not just expected, but achieved every single day. And all that effort serves a greater purpose, Right here, clean, reliable, carbon-free energy is produced for nearly 4 million Californians. That impact extends far beyond these hills into our homes, our schools, our communities across the Golden State of California. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors recognizes all of this and the tremendous value that Diablo Canyon brings to our region. We are proud, deeply proud, of the dedication each of you has shown in making the extension of this plant's life possible. There's a saying, you never know what you have until it's gone. We came close to learning that hard lesson. But instead, thanks to tireless work, unwavering commitment to safety and excellence, we are here celebrating something remarkable, a continued future. And on behalf of the Board of Supervisors, thank you, each and every one of you, for your contributions to San Luis Obispo County, and congratulations on this historic, an extraordinary achievement, the relicensing of Diablo Canyon. Thank you.
Thank you, Dawn. I'd like to invite next to the stage Jeremy Groom, who is representing the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Thank you, Blair, and good morning, everyone. It is truly an honor to be here today on California's Central Coast, standing just steps from the Pacific Ocean, where the coastline meets the horizon, and where we're reminded of the unique intersection between natural beauty, human ingenuity, and the responsibility we carry to safeguard both. Today, we gather to recognize an accomplishment that speaks to the very heart of that responsibility, ensuring that the power we harness and the progress we pursue are always matched by unwavering protection of the public and the environment. With today's approval of the license renewal for Diablo Canyon Power Plant Units 1 and 2, we also celebrate a remarkable milestone, the 100th renewed operating license for nuclear power plants issued by the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. This achievement reflects decades of continuous learning, dedicated oversight, and a steadfast commitment to ensuring that nuclear energy in the United States remains safe, reliable, and grounded in public trust. Diablo Canyon is a facility unlike any other. Set along the cliffs overlooking the Pacific, it operates in a place where the horizon stretches endlessly, and the rhythm of the ocean waves serves as a constant reminder of both the power and the fragility of our environment. That setting reinforces the importance of our work to protect the people who depend on this plant, the coastline it borders, and the generations who will inherit this extraordinary landscape. Safety at Diablo Canyon is rooted in a culture that has grown stronger with every year of operation. The plant systems, their procedures, and the oversight have evolved throughout the years and throughout rigorous review, continuous inspection, and technical refinement. From comprehensive seismic analysis to ongoing environmental monitoring, safety remains the guiding principle behind every action taken here. This license renewal reflects that strength of commitment and the confidence earned through a thorough and transparent NRC review. But Diablo Canyon and its nearly 2,200 megawatts of electricity is more than a facility. It is an integral part of the Central Coast community. This plant supports hundreds of high-skilled jobs and provides economic stability to families, schools, and local businesses throughout the region. Many of the men and women who work here have deep roots in the local community. They're coaches, they're volunteers, mentors, and leaders. Their commitment to safety and excellence is reflected not only inside the plant, but in the communities where they live and serve. The continued operation of Diablo Canyon provides not just electricity, but continuity, opportunity, and stability for the region. This milestone also highlights the exceptional work of the NRC staff who carried out the technical, environmental, and safety evaluations necessary for today's decision. Their expertise, professionalism, and commitment to public service demonstrate the rigor and integrity that define the NRC's mission. I am extremely proud of the NRC staff, and I'm excited to be here today to celebrate this milestone. Reaching our 100th renewed operating license affirms the strength of our mission and the rigor behind every safety decision we make. I would also like to recognize Pacific Gas and Electric Company for their engagement throughout the process. The collaboration between the NRC and PG&E is grounded in transparency, technical rigor, and a shared commitment to safety, which illustrates how industry and regulators can work together while maintaining independence that is essential to public confidence. As California advances its clean energy and reliability goals, Diablo Canyon remains a stabilizing force on a dynamic grid. It provides a steady source of carbon-free power during a period of rapid transition, supporting climate objectives while ensuring that the lights stay on in homes and businesses across the state. And perhaps it's fitting that the 100th renewal is for a facility perched on the Pacific Ocean on a coastline that has long symbolized possibility, endurance, and a willingness to face the horizon with optimism and resolve. Today's milestone reminds us that when discipline, science, and responsibility and vision all come together, we can build an energy future that is both sustainable and secure. So to everybody who has contributed to this achievement, thank you. Your work strengthens not only Diablo Canyon, but the confidence that America places in nuclear safety every single day. And let me just end by saying, you have my most heartfelt congratulations to everybody who involved in this work and that made today's decisions possible. Your dedication, professionalism, and commitment have delivered a milestone that will resonate far beyond this moment. And as we look ahead, may this achievement inspire us to continue building an energy future that is safer, cleaner, and more resilient than ever. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Groom, and thank you for members of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission for being here today for this event. I'd next like to introduce Paula Gerfen, Senior Vice President, Chief Nuclear Officer, better affectionately known as the boss.
Okay, good morning, everyone. It's incredibly meaningful for me to be standing here today with all of you celebrating this achievement. And who am I kidding? I am so excited. My heart is just going to pop out of my chest. I'm just saying. Okay. The extension of Diablo Canyon's operating license reflects years of preparation, intensive inspections, engineering, and regulatory review. And with all the distractions that we've had, the near closure of the station, and then the turnaround in 2022, this team, all of you, stayed focused and ran the unit safely, reliably, and affordably through almost a decade of noise, if you will. But today, the NRC's approval confirms what we already know. Diablo Canyon meets the highest standards for nuclear safety and environmental protection. They're saying that we are safe and we are environmentally sound. And it doesn't get any better than that. This milestone belongs to all of us, the engineers, the operators, maintenance team members, chemistry and RP, our dedicated security personnel, and all of our support staff who ensure we are safe and that we run this plant safely every day. I really want to thank our license renewal team, not just the core few still working on it, but the over 80 co-workers who joined that effort on one day's notice. Many have returned to normal plant duties or new roles in the company, but this massive effort took so many. If you are a member of that team, please stand up. Maureen, don't stand, don't sit down. So I just want to take a moment. Maureen has gone on to other things in the company, but she remains and always will be a great member of this Diablo Canyon team. And she was the leader who oversaw the majority of all this relicensing work. And Maureen, I can't thank you enough for everything you've done and what you continue to do for us every day. No crying in nuclear power. Okay, not unless I start doing it first. All right. So nonetheless, this accomplishment is one of the most daunting regulatory projects in the nation. And I can't, again, I can't thank all of you enough. I also want to extend a heartfelt thanks to our union leadership, IBEW, ESC, SEIU. That leadership team has played a key role in gaining the support for extending plant operations. And without that, we wouldn't be in this room today. So again, thank you very much. Okay, back to the bigger group, okay? For everyone, your tenacity and dedication to maintaining both a strong nuclear safety culture and a mindset of continuous improvement is also what has allowed us to reach this moment. You have consistently demonstrated strong operational performance, which has resulted in the reliable generation that has made Diablo Canyon essential for maintaining the stability of California's grid. So with this license extension, our focus now shifts to the future and what is possible for the station, for all of us here, for the community, you name it. There's so much possibility out there. You can't capture it at all. It's huge. We will continue to maintain world-class safety standards. We're going to invest in our plant systems. We're going to improve our reliability. And most importantly, we're going to support the next generation of nuclear professionals. Okay? So finally, because I could go on all day long, the NRC has opened the door for us to run another 20 years. But we all know that the state of California will soon be sharing with us what our new horizon will be. So your unwavering dedication and ownership of this station is what has gotten all of us to this point. So let's keep earning the right to keep operating this station every day. Sorry. And show the state of California that they can always depend on us. So congratulations to everyone here.
We all know it takes a lot for me to cry, so but that started it there. Thank you, Paula. All right, I'd like to introduce Sumeet Singh, who is our PG&E Chief Executive Officer and Executive Vice President of Energy Delivery, also known as the Boss Boss. All right.
Good morning, everyone. It's a humbling honor to be here today on this monumental and milestone day with our incredible Diablo Canyon team, our community leaders, and our local, state, and federal government partners. So thank you so much for giving me this privilege and honor to celebrate this tremendous milestone with all of you. Today marks a historic moment as we're celebrating together the extension of this plant for another 20 years through 2045. I think I can keep saying that over and over and over again, right? Unbelievable when I think about the journey that this team's been on of where we were a decade ago and what we were facing as compared to where we are today. And it's a testament to this entire team and the partnerships that we have with our community, the NRC, as well as all of our state, federal, and state and local partners. Couldn't be done without the collective us. I want to recognize each and every one of our Diablo family team members who operate the plant every single day. Your commitment to safety, professionalism, and sustained excellence through exemplary performance made this milestone here today possible. Even in the face of uncertainty, as Paula mentioned, of potentially decommissioning, you were unwavering in putting safety at the heart of all of your decisions and your actions, and I'm so proud of you, team. I also want to extend my sincere appreciation to our union partners at IBW, ESC, and SEIU for their continued support and collaboration. Diablo Canyon has long been recognized as one of the best performing nuclear facilities in the country, and that reputation belongs to you, team. This plant provides safe, reliable, affordable, and clean carbon-free electricity to millions of Californians. And as our state electrifies transportation, buildings, and industry, reliable, affordable, and carbon energy is more important than ever. This plant generates 9% of California's electricity and 20% of the carbon-free power in California. The relicensing effort could not have been possible without the collaboration of many. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, our federal and state leaders, including Senator Alex Padilla, Congressman Salud Carbajal, and our local community leaders, especially Supervisor Don Ortiz-Legg. Today is not just about extending a license, it is about preserving a vital part of California's clean energy future. To every Diablo Canyon coworker that's here today, you don't just power California, you keep our hospitals running, our schools open, and our communities moving forward. Thank you for everything you do, and congratulations on this extraordinary milestone. We are so proud of you and truly inspired by what you make possible every day. And before I hand it back to Blair, I just want to take a moment to have our Diablo Canyon team stand up, please. All of you. Just to recognize the great work you've done. So thank you, team. Let's remain standing. I'd like to have all of our partners that are here today, local, state, federal, NRC, please, everyone, stand up. We would not be here today. Thank you so much. We would not be here today without the collective us. This is the community that makes it happen. So thank you so much. Sincere gratitude, sincere appreciation. Back to you, Blair.
Thank you, Sameet. I'd next like to introduce John Grubb, who is the interim president and CEO of the Bay Area Council.
Thank you, Blair. And Sameet, what I heard from you is a spirit of we're not done yet. And let me say on behalf of the Bay Area Council and the business community, we're very glad you're not done yet. Because what happened here today is not just a milestone. It's a signal about the future that California intends to build. Diablo Canyon is one of the largest sources of clean, reliable energy in our state. At a time when California is trying to grow its economy, bring down costs, and lead on climate, we cannot afford to lose power that is clean, stable, and always available. This facility does something incredibly important. It keeps the lights on when demand is high, when renewables aren't enough, and when reliability matters most. That's not theoretical, that's essential infrastructure. But here's the key point. California's energy future depends on getting three things right at the same time: reliability, affordability, and sustainability. For too long, we've treated those as trade-offs. They are not. And Diablo Canyon proves that. Now, as that spirit continues of we're not done yet, relicensing is a major step, but it's not the finish line. The next step is securing a long-term, durable support from the state of California so that this facility can operate with certainty through 2045 and beyond. And I want to be very clear about this. The Bay Area Council will be actively working with state leaders this year to ensure that Diablo Canyon remains part of California's energy future, period. Because certainty matters. It matters for our grid, for our economy, and for every Californian who depends on reliable power. So today is both a celebration and a call to action. A celebration of the workers here the leadership that made this possible, and the decision to keep a critical asset online, and a call to action to finish the job, to align our policies with our goals, to make smart, durable decisions, and ensure California leads not just in ambition, but in execution. Sumeet, to you and to the entire PG&E team, thank you. And yes, we're glad you're not done, because neither are we.
Thank you, John. And I'd now like to turn it over to Congressman Salud Carbajal.
Good morning. Is this PG&E? Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you and welcome to all that don't live in what we call paradise. Welcome to our community. I want to recognize some of the previous speakers for their work leading to today. Supervisor Ortiz Lake, Don Ortiz Lake. Her colleague is here, Supervisor Heather Moreno. I want to recognize her as well. Acting NRC Director Jeremy Groom. PG&E's Chief Nuclear Officer Paula Gerfen. PG&E of Utility CEO Sumeet Singh. And John Grubb, who made the trek from that windy place called Northern California. Today marks a historic day as we renew the license of California's only nuclear power plant. It also marks the continuation of SLO County's long history of providing energy to the people of California. This license renewal is the result of extensive work by PG&E, Governor Newsom, the state legislature, the United States Department of Energy, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, our local and state partners. And let's not forget that big bipartisan infrastructure bill that made a good part of the funding that was able to kick this effort off possible. This collaboration made today possible. This license renewal comes at a critical time, as global conflicts and trade disputes create uncertainty in energy markets. I'm proud that our state is taking decisive steps to secure our power grid. And we're doing it with reliable sources of carbon-free energy. Diablo Canyon provides a significant portion of our state's total electricity supply to millions of households, 9% to be exact, and 15% of our renewable energy portfolio in California. And this facility directly supports more than 1,000 jobs. Some have said 1,500 jobs. So whichever the number is, we're gonna go with the highest one. Its continued operations means union electricians, plumbers, pipe fitters, and more will continue applying their expertise and strengthening the Central Coast's broader economy as a result. In the face of climate change, rising gas prices, and record heat waves and drought, there is too much at stake for us to move backwards in the fight to fully power California with carbon-free energy. California's efforts to increase its renewable energy portfolio and decrease its reliance on fossil fuels is made stronger by Diablo Canyon's ability to fill the gap in our state's ever-growing energy needs. With this license renewal, commitment to safety at Diablo Canyon is job number one. I am committed to continue to work with PG&E and the NRC to ensure Diablo Canyon operates safely and reliably for the Central Coast and the state of California. Safety is their priority, and it is mine as well. In closing, today's signing will keep Diablo Canyon running, keep the power flowing, and keep good-paying jobs in our community. Congratulations to everyone who played a role in this milestone.
okay, can I please have Mr. Groom with the NRC, Paula Gerfen, Sameet Singh, representing PG&E, and of course our speakers, John, Congressman, Dawn, if you can please join us on the stage here for the signing.
Just like the president. I was intimidated by the number of pins I saw. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, it's not a party without a selfie. So, would I ask our speakers, led by Paula, to please exit safely into the front of the stage here? Because we want you in the picture. That's what the selfie is all about. And we have Mr. Tom Jones. There he is. We had to get the tallest guy with the longest reach to do this one. Okay? But this is for posterity, everybody. Be part of this moment. Tuck it in. Nobody blink. All right. Okay, if folks, we're almost finished. If we can please take our seats. And Tom, I hope you had an appropriate stretch and flex before taking that selfie. Appreciate it again, everyone, for being here today. We do have one special final announcement from a member of our team. Was a special announcement from one of our senior reactor operators right from the control room, from the hub of this plant, who's working every day to keep the lights on for California. So we thank you. We thank all of you for being here today, our team, our distinguished guests. Before we go out to continue our celebration out in front of the SIM building, just a reminder that those of our visitors here today, our escorts, will grab you as folks start to party, and they will escort you out of this building here over to the lunch safely and sound. Other than that, let's continue celebrating today, team. Thank you all for your hard work. What a great day it is to be here. And let's hear it for Diablo Canyon.